To the new edition of the podcast of Life Value TV, the podcast for more life value. My name is Stefan Josef, and I'm glad you're listening to my podcast. We're talking today about the basis for honest and open communication, not mincing your words. Are you always for a diplomatic solution? Or do you prefer to express your opinion directly? Rules of etiquette are a constant companion early in childhood. The children should make good impression everywhere and please. While some children sit quietly in the corner in an exemplary manner and dutifully follow the instructions of their parents, the expected obedience leaves a lot to be desired for many, from the parents' point of view. How many times have you preferred to get your own way? Did you just not want to follow, or were some of the regulations excessively meaningless to you? Many children I meet on the street seem extremely intimidated to me and hardly dare to say hello, good day, or anything else. From my point of view, there can be two reasons for this. Either they haven't learned this, or are even afraid of saying the wrong word to a stranger and, so to speak, getting a shit. In my experience, childhood experiences have a direct impact on communication behavior in adult life. From my point of view, this applies to both private and professional relationships. Diplomacy is one of those things that I haven't been able to get to grips with for a long time. Either I was constantly too shy, or even too covertly, to open my mouth, or I presented myself as a know-it-all and aroused displeasure accordingly. Now, of course, certain behaviors can be trained. At the same time, everything has its origin in childhood. In my opinion, children in particular have difficulties later on, especially in communication, who hear no particularly often. I suspect this can even go so far that children eventually retreat into their own imaginative world. Do you find it easy to approach other people and build a relationship? Now, from my point of view, there are various ways to master the building of a relationship and the continuation of it better or at all. A simple personal coaching may be sufficient for this. Perhaps a seminar for resolving beliefs is the appropriate method. It is also conceivable that emotion therapy or more in-depth psychological treatment is necessary. In the last few weeks, I have repeatedly noticed that I'm much more open and direct in my communication again. I can't exactly identify the trigger for this at the moment, but I hardly mince my words anymore. How openly do you talk to the people around you? How directly do you communicate at work, especially with your superior? Or are you your own boss? How well do you manage the communication with your employees? Of course, you always move in a sender-receiver role. A bank manager once said that the problem lies in the communication with the receiving person. According to the widespread doctrine, the sending person lays the foundation for smoother communication. So who is more responsible for ensuring that communication works better or less well? The psychologist Schulz von Thun explains in his model of communication, the communication square, that every message has four sides. This is probably exactly where the difficulty in interaction is often founded, because these four sides apply to speaking and to listening. According to this, messages can contain a factual content, a purely factual information such as the sky is cloudless and midnight blue today, an appeal that hides in the factual information, a call to action such as let's take a moonlight walk, or hints that underpin the factual content, for example, through hand movements and facial expressions, if someone has a different perception than you do, and the self-disclosure, through which the voice is underpinned by emotions such as joy or uncertainty, influenced by the factual information. On closer inspection, these four sides of the message properly explain why I keep putting my foot in my mouth when I just give a nicely meant compliment. My impression is that the trigger for many failed interpersonal relationships lies in the emotional area. When we look closer, various experiences come to light. On the one hand, we end up in childhood again. In addition to reprimands, as negative examples Encouragement can of course also be the basis for successful communication. On the other hand, we encounter past experiences as stumbling blocks or guarantors of success. Regardless of the severity, we associate feelings with certain situations, such as praise for good grades, a painful end to a relationship, or the loss of a loved one. As a result, some people develop into head nodders, some into so-called alpha animals. This means that the understanding of the communication square mentioned above is an important basis for understanding. In addition, the recipient has a significant share by asking questions. Misunderstandings are not only caused by unclear language, but also by lack of ability to clarify oneself, by asking. As far as I'm concerned, I have come to see the benefits of diplomatic communication. However, this does not stop me anymore from expressing my opinion, my view of things, directly. Because with all due respect for other people's lives and success, the world has no use if you eat anger and frustration into yourself. After the recent, I think, fifth rejection of the fifth application to the same company within the past 7 years, I clearly expressed my incomprehension. After all, who doesn't want to get over 20 years of experience as a future share? The world will never be kind to you because you're a nice and lovely guy or gal. The world will only give you the value you deserve if you go completely out of yourself, even if it means that you may have to accept setbacks. Don't let your dreams, visions and goals be distracted by people who don't value your qualities. Accept a lack of appreciation in a non-judgmental way, because that will help your future self. And someone always likes you, as I recently noted in the course for ghostwriters. I'm looking forward to your subscription to my podcast, and I invite you to take a look at my YouTube channel, LifeValueTV. I wish you a communicative time. All love, Stefan Josef. We'll be right back.